Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM, and it's 10 o'clock here on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast for people listening on the on your computers. And it is time, once again, for the best setup man on the planet to hit our final topic and our final hour for this week, Brian Whitman.
All right. I'm starting. I stepped on the cue there. That's okay. All right, man. It's, as was mentioned, it is 10 o'clock on the West Coast, man. 1 a.m., man. That effing East Coast, man. Boom. We like to finish up the week, man. And we do this every week, gang. And you obviously know that by now. Give an opportunity. Opportunity. It's how I would say that if I ever said it. Give an opportunity to everybody, you know, to jump in. And, you know, talk about whatever you want to talk about, man. I'm going to grab one end of these phones, man. Whitman's going to grab the other end. We stretch them out, man. Totally open phones, man. Anything you want to talk about, man. Anything we should have talked about. Anything we talked about you want to talk about, man. 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Linda Salvin, man. Mr. K, what an effing show, man.
All right, anything you want to talk about, 520-9710 and 888.
Linda's on TV.
520-9710.
Linda Salvin was just on television.
What channel?
I don't know. I don't want to say it, CNN. It looked just like her. It's not her.
That's Rush Limbaugh.
No, it was just the shot. It looked. It was her twin. Oh, she's having trouble downstairs with the parking. Linda, take the little slip, the validated slip that Gina gave you, and slide it in next to the green button, and the lever will come up. You can drive out.
No! No!
I think they're charging her $2 for parking.
No, they're
not.
No, you're not trapped inside.
She's freaked out on the $2.
You're not trapped inside, and it doesn't cost anything. Those little stamps have been validated. Put them in the
No!
Now, Linda, listen.
No!
Linda, you have to remain calm.
Right. There she goes.
You put the slips in, and the lever will come up. You can exit then. You're not trapped. You're not trapped inside.
Linda Salvin, man. All right. Here's something. We'll get right into this, the open phones. But for people who are going out to Santa Anita on Monday.
Yeah, man.
They're giving away maybe the greatest gift. It's free with paid admission.
Yes, but haven't you reached a point at your home where your wife doesn't let you bring the free giveaways in anymore?
That's my dad. I still am the king of my house.
Okay. All right, but your dad cannot bring the free.
He can't bring any more Santa Anita crap home.
Okay. But anyway, you can go out and get it.
Yeah, I can drag some of this stuff home. But it's a salute to the 1980 Jockey Colony of President's Day.
Let's hear it, Jerry.
And they're giving away.
Are you serious?
Yes, serious, Dougie. On February 18th, a free trash can.
Yeah.
Featuring a group photo with 29 of the world's best jockeys.
Surrounded around the trash can?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
In the spectacular setting of the Santa Anita Walking Ring. So,
rockin'.
If you want a place for all those tickets that didn't come through for you, just toss them right into that can.
Swell the applause, Jerry. A trash can.
With paid admission. A wastebasket.
Woo!
So you can fill it up with those ticks, man.
Woo! Can I ask a question?
Yes. I'll have one of those by Monday night. Sitting in my office.
That's fine. All right. That's my answer.
We're definitely going to get one.
And what will you put it? I mean, you will put waste paper.
Yeah, because I currently don't have a trash can in my office.
Oh, you need one. You need to get out there.
I'd like to have a jockey can. All right.
Hit that can, man.
Yeah, man.
So are you telling the audience, Tim, that on Monday you're going to go to Santa Anita and hit that can?
That's exactly right. Yeah, but at least I'll be at Santa Anita hitting it. I don't know where you guys will be hitting it. All right, let's talk to Kevin and Covina. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Hey, that's me pitching that Santa Anita best.
You sounded very good there.
You on the air, dude? Kevin?
That clip of you was great.
There he goes. All right, how about Mike and Sam Pedro? Mike, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, Studs?
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Listen, I just want to talk to you guys. I'm going to talk about to the front office people. They need to dump Danny Bonaducci. Yeah, they need to cut their losses on that one. Bring Likas down an hour and give you guys an extra hour. You guys are the best thing on this station, I'm telling you.
That's nice of you to say, sir. I have enough trouble getting here at 8. Forget 7.
Yeah, it's not going to happen with Whitman.
Well, I just want to thank you guys for giving me entertainment every night.
All right, I appreciate it, man. And we're going to give you something for such a huge compliment.
A generous spirit, too, and nice call.
We're going to give you a Linda Salvin autograph.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Oh, that's
a Linda Salvin autograph. And
Hello?
Hello?
Sir? I think we lost him.
Linda Salvin autograph 8x10 is yours. Hello?
Hello?
It's a beautiful picture. She's holding candles. And looks like she's predicting while that picture is being taken.
Right. No, actually, she's meditating.
She was in the middle of a prediction while they shot this thing.
Right. She was quick meditation, because you can see her eyes in that picture are half shut.
My word.
See how her eyes? Her eyes are half open.
She's being kittenish.
Well, I don't know if she's being kittenish or...
Maybe there was a salt fest the night before.
I don't know what she's doing, but you do see the eyes are half open. They're half...
She's concentrating.
She's being coquettish is what she's being.
All right, Mike, we're going to give you a... what the hell are we going to give you here? How about a trade-on DVD? Get your copy from Lionsgate Entertainment.
Sometimes I really...
crack yourself up. All right, Kevin Klein stars in a thrilling story of courage and devastating expose.
Yeah, man.
On the globalized sex trafficking industry. It's called Trade.
I said it.
Is it called Trade on DVD or Trade on DVD?
Trade.
It's called Trade.
Boom. On DVD.
Yeah, Trade on TV on DVD.
There you go, Tim.
Congratulations.
Tell you, the way you whip through copy, man.
Watch that at home with the wife this weekend about the
drug
sex trade.
Oh, sex and drugs and she could get into it.
All right, Aaron in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey, John and Jeff, you guys, what do you guys think of those? You guys like their show?
Yes, we like John and Jeff very much.
You want to get a good zing on them?
Sure.
They did a whole segment, I think it was last night, about AMC bringing back like these real crappy cars, the Javelin and the Pacer.
Right.
It was in the April edition of Motor Trend, and yep. I don't think they ever figured it out.
So they weren't supposed to talk about it?
No, it's the April edition.
So why
it's not out yet?
No, the April edition, April Fools. It's a joke, and they didn't catch it. Who wants to buy it? Who wants to buy a Javelin? I mean, these cars suck. And they did a whole segment all night long about it.
All right,
that's so great.
Yeah.
So
that is awesome. I didn't.
I didn't get it at first either, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Have fun with that one.
All right, dude. Thanks for phoning.
Bro.
All right, there he goes.
Guy's a stud, man.
You know, I saw somebody emailed me a picture, and it's a picture of Barack Obama. And a picture of Hillary Clinton.
Oh, really? Yes.
And below it, it says, bros before hoes.
Now, is this one of your very worldly, sophisticated international friends who sent that?
Yes. All right.
Bros before hoes.
You get it? He's a black dude.
Right, and she's a bitch.
Bros before hoes. Y'all coquettish. God, when you do that this direction, that smell of gin is unbelievable. How much did you have? We went out for drinks before the show, and you must have had 5 or 6 shots. We don't have drinks gin anymore.
Mark Germain.
All right. Vince in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, Conway?
Hey, dude.
I told you, man, I'm an old guy. I was a fan of your dad when I was a little kid watching him with my grandma. Hey, you guys need to lay out. Danny Bonaducci is great, man. I just seen him at the Improv, and I'm telling you what, his show is great. I was a big Howard Stern listener. Tom Likas, I'm a big fan. And you guys are great, but don't be letting people call in and bag on my guy, Danny.
I don't think we do that. We really don't do that.
I don't think we solicit those.
Yeah, you know what? He's probably just threatened by Danny because Danny's a bad little mother.
I don't think we solicit that. I mean, but if people call with an opinion, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah. Well, you know, bitch, you can stand up for your fellow radio station guy.
We do, though. We do. We do. We defend Danny and stand up for Danny when he's criticized. We really like Danny.
He's not usually criticized. You tell him that they're going to mess with Danny, that Vince is going to be going, you're going to get some gloves on.
Well, he's going to kick ass. I mean, the guy can kick ass. I mean, you've seen him, right? Yeah. The guy is stacked and ready
great.
To
I mean,
kick
snappy.
Some ass. Man.
When he was a kid, he was good on the show, and he's got a lot of, he's straight from the heart, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right. man.
All right, that's it, bro. Have a good day.
All right, take care of yourself. There he goes. Back to Riverside.
That should be the name for his one-man show, Danny Bonaducci, Straight from the Heart.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
Maria, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, Betty?
Hey, I agree with the last caller. Why you got a bag on Danny?
I don't know why this is even coming up. We don't do
Who's
that.
Who's bagging on
We didn't do
oh,
that.
Come on, man.
No, man.
Who's bagging
Tell us
on
when
him?
We did, madam. When did you hear this? We don't do that. You didn't hear
yes,
that on
did.
This show. Not on this show you didn't. Where'd you hear it? We don't do that.
Yes! Is this the Likas show?
Yes.
Yes, it is the Tom Likas show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, I have this problem with my boyfriend.
Right, goodbye. All right, you're irritating.
All right. I bet you don't have only one problem with him.
I actually have two.
Yeah, I bet he's got an S load with you.
Right.
You think so?
Yeah, because you're really buzzed right now. You're probably all crazy.
Yeah, you're nuts.
Are you home?
Am I home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually outside doing the laundry.
Okay. All right, Jennifer, please. Yeah, it's so irritating. My wife gets bombed on Friday and calls up as Maria from Marietta.
But do you have laundry facilities outside the house?
Yeah, in the garage.
Right, okay.
It's under the garage, though. It's not like it's outdoors.
I understand.
You walk outside.
I got it.
What do you think? I'm a Richie? All right, thank you for the phone call. Greg in Los Angeles, John, 97.1 Free FM. What was that?
You got to make it clear to her not to call you at work.
I know, but she gets drunk and she gets all crazy. Greg, you're
I want to ask if I still graduate high school, you think?
You think you're going to graduate
high
school?
I want to ask you if you think I still can.
What's the situation?
Well, let's ask Linda. Hey, Linda, he has a question for you.
Yes.
You think I still graduate high school?
What's your birthday, Kevin? I'm sorry, Greg. What's your birthday?
February 4th.
Uh-huh.
Does that matter?
No, it bothers very much.
Right.
I do.
Weren't you
I
in
think
a plane crash?
I was, but I had an out-of-body experience. But I got put back in the wrong body. Greg.
Yeah.
Pay attention, please.
I am.
I think you can. I think you can.
I have all Fs, though.
It doesn't matter because it's more about your spirit, and I'm getting a very, very positive reading.
Linda, when you get
I
on,
think you'll be fine.
When you get on an airplane, do you alert the flight crew that you are a survivor?
I do, and sometimes they are not receptive, but I am told that that's what you're supposed to do, so that is what I do.
What kind of candles would you recommend so Greg can graduate high school? Do you have high school graduation candles?
Oh, yeah, they're probably on the website at lindasalvin.com.
I have wisdom candles, so I recommend him burning three of those and call me off the air.
Okay. All right. There she goes. All right, Greg. Thanks, buddy.
Call me off the air. Yeah, burn those candles, man. Wisdom. All right. Yeah.
All right. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
I said
and
it.
Don't forget, Santa Anita's giving away a trash can
on
Monday.
Don't tell everybody. By the time you get there won't be any left. I mean, isn't it while supplies last?
You know, it makes me miss the old days when they gave away dirt from the old dirt track.
But seriously, isn't it while supplies last?
With paid admission.
While supplies last.
While supplies last. And I'd be comfortable if I got out there maybe by the second race. But don't get there any later than the second race. They'll be out of trash cans.
And what time would that be?
How many drunk guys are going to be walking around with these cans on their head by the ninth race?
They'll have something to vomit in. Then maybe they should give these cans out every day.
All right. Let's talk to Kevin in Covina. Kevin, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, has Mr. K got a new job yet?
Are you kidding me? We had Mr. K. Yes, we had Mr. K on tonight. He was on for an entire hour at 8 o'clock.
Oh, no, I missed that.
But here's easy. Here's what you can do before you hyperventilate or have a strenuous reaction, a respiratory problem. You can go to conwayandwhitman.com, or rather go to 971freefm.com, go to the podcast, and you'll be able to hear Mr. K. You'll be able to hear the entire hour. We were also joined by former Chief Daryl Gates as well, so you'll want to listen for that, okay?
Okay, great. I will. I love this. I miss him so much.
Yes, yes. He's a dear friend, and for an entire hour, you'll hear him. Just listen to the podcast.
All right. And thank you.
All right, you take some,
please, Tim.
Like some Valium or something. He's got to calm down.
Well, he was excited.
He worked up.
He's excited about Mr. K, and he's sorry he missed the appearance, but that's why we have the podcast. He can go and find it. You know,
Patrick in Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I just had a question about horse racing tomorrow at Santa Anita.
Right.
I want to single a horse in the feature tomorrow. I'm wondering what you thought about it.
Well, the only horse I like tomorrow is the seventh horse in the seventh race, Stefani.
Uh-huh.
Gallagher's riding it. Not the comic, but the
What about
jockey.
The talk show host, Mike Gallagher?
Jeez. Gallagher, the jockey or the trainer?
What about the talk show host?
No, Gallagher is Gallagher's the trainer. Yeah, right. I'm sorry. Let me see. Tomorrow, when is the...
I don't know, Kim.
When's the feature? Let me see. Tomorrow...
Like Johnny Eves and...
Johnny Circular Eves. I would say 6-3 box.
Who's on the 6-3?
The 3 is Circular Quay, and it's Smith is riding it.
Okay, cool, man.
6-3 yeah. box in the 8th and the 7th. Single the 7 and the 7th.
Single the 7 and the 7th. Perfect.
7-7, Stefani.
All right, thanks, dude.
Take care, dude. There he goes.
There it is. Well,
he's always calling me for tips. I must be doing well.
No.
He keeps calling back.
He keeps looking for them, so obviously you're helping him out. Well, that's nice that
Not
you do
BSing
that.
People
that's
here.
Nice that you do that.
Tomorrow, the 7th race, 7th horse.
Got it.
Sure. All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Sure.
You think it's going to win tomorrow, Brian?
Sure.
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 What was that? Oh, boy. All right, it's the Conway Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Sure.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. If you want to see one of the most attractive women on the planet, turn on Larry King tonight. I believe it's midnight again that they rebroadcast it. But Kathleen Turner from Body Heat.
Yeah, Kathleen Turner.
Is on.
Very, very sexy woman.
Yeah.
Remember
that, that movie came out when I graduated high school. It was the big movie that summer.
Body Heat.
Yeah, William Hurt and Kathleen Turner, man.
That was a very sexual movie, as I recall.
Yeah, it was beautiful. All right, now before we get into more phone calls.
You'll be happy to know that Kathleen Turner hasn't changed at all. So watch it tonight on CNN for the full hour.
All right, Gina Grad's going to do something on Monday. You're going to be in Playboy? You're going to be in the magazine?
No, very much not. I would need at least like a 6-month heads up.
All right, so what are you going to do? You're going to be on the Playboy channel?
I'm going to be on the Playboy radio station.
Oh, Playboy radio channel.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
talking,
fun.
Talking some sex news because I'm sassy. 11.
God almighty.
11 in the morning.
And wait, why are you going to be on? You're going to be talking about what?
Sex news, because I'm sassy.
You have to say that? I'm sassy on the
air? 11 a.m. on President's Day?
Yeah. Yeah. All
right.
You know, sometimes actually they have on the Playboy channel, which I have seen from time to time, they do have little snippets, vignettes, if you will, Tim. Of moments from Playboy radio that they put on Playboy television. So I would say to you, Gina, that you should dress for television.
I'm so glad you told me that because I would not have done that. I really would have, like, come in the pajamas and the ponytail and you know how it is.
Right.
Sure.
All right. So you're going to be hosting it with who? With Tiffany?
Tiffany. Well, she's the host, Tiffany Granath. I'm just her guest.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
This will be half of what you'll hear on Monday.
Hey, guys, I'm Tiffany Graneth. You guys probably haven't seen me before, but I know you've heard me. I've been doing national talk radio for 4 years now.
All right, when we stop it, then you kick in, all right? All right, this will be what it'll sound like on Monday. Here's Gina Grad and Tiffany Graneth.
Hey, guys, I'm Tiffany Graneth. You guys probably haven't seen me before, but I know you've heard me. I've been doing national talk radio for 4 years now.
Yeah, no, that's what I heard. No, you're great at it. I've heard a lot of people that are really, really big fans of yours, and it's an honor to be here. I'm really, really, really honored, really excited.
And although they call Howard Stern the king of all media...
Yeah, he is the king of all media. I mean, God, let's see, radio, television, you know, movies, he has a book. You're absolutely right. He is the king of all media.
When it comes to talk radio, they call me the queen.
Mm. Oh. Well, okay.
All right, Monday on the Playboy Channel, 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Do you get paid extra to deal with her, to tolerate her?
It's just for fun, you know?
Is it on Sirius or satellite?
Sirius.
Okay.
Serious? Yeah, it'll be great.
Are you serious?
Yes. Right.
Serious, Dougie. It's on Sirius.
All right.
No, Dougie, it's on Sirius.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah. It's on Sirius. Todd in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, I'm a UCLA student, and I'm actually taking a class with the guy who interviewed Marlon Brando and Barbara Streisand.
I
want to interview Mr. Whitman, if he would.
I'd be more than happy to. He always does that.
First off, you can call me Brian. You don't have to call me Mr. Whitman, Todd. That's very nice of you. Do you want to conduct the interview? Do I have to go somewhere? Or, I mean, do we just do it now? Is it a few questions you want to ask me over the phone?
I mean,
or does it involve me going?
Yep. Ideally, we could meet up somewhere. I could send you an email just so you know.
I don't leave the house much.
Can you go over to Toluca Lake and do it?
Well, I don't want to really do that either. But I don't really leave the house much. Why don't we just do it like why don't we do it like now? Do you have a few questions or is it?
I would actually prepare, you know, quite a few questions.
I see. Okay, this is a question that I usually would ask of you. On my end, this is a commitment of time of how long? That's what I usually ask that question to.
I think at least an hour, you know.
Oh, sure.
If we went to a diner or whatever, you know, I'm not...
Who's paying?
I'm not trying to monopolize your time.
No, of course not. No. And what is the subject...
He'll definitely do it. How old are you? You're in your 20s?
Yeah, I'm 28.
Right. What is the subject of the interview? Is it a radio?
We're to interview someone in a field that we're interested in, and I love radio, and you're my favorite on-air personality.
Well, that's very nice.
He'll definitely do it.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting. You know, you're an impressionist. I think there's just a lot to talk about there.
You'll do it, right?
I will do it, yes.
Okay.
I don't want to go, though, to a diner in the middle of the day. Why don't you just come to the radio station? We can do it some night before the show.
Wherever is comfortable for you.
Great.
All right. Hold on. We'll get the details from you, okay?
Yeah, we'll get all the details.
But Brian will definitely do it.
I will do it. Let's get his phone number. Somebody get his number and
we can
send it.
All right. Hold on. All right.
All right. Very good.
Hey, Jerry, blow that dude off. Will
you? Hey, Todd. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Hey, so you wanted to come in and interview him, right? Okay, well, see, there's only one issue with that. Actually, Conway Whitman broadcasts from a bubble underwater. There's like an underwater studio that CBS built. It's off the coast of Laguna Niguel, and it's kind of hard to get people in there because you have to have like a permit. Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, I can see if Whitman wants to meet you for lunch, but I don't know if that's going to happen either because Whitman kind of, he doesn't go outside much. Yeah, they don't give permits to anybody, man, because, I mean, it's hard to even get Randy Wang a permit. He works on the show. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's, you know, people call in like and ask that stuff all the time, and it's you know, it's tough to tell them.
Blowing them off. That's
too good.
All right, good for you.
Good job.
All right, back to the phone calls here. Jerry, you got a pen?
Yeah.
Let me give you a phone number here, my friend. 323-934.
All right.
323-934-4747.
4747.
Yeah. It's the Groundlings. They have, they offer... A wide variety of improv classes, broadcast from a bubble under the ocean.
That was trying to think of something.
323-934-4747. Call
get
them and get into some spring classes.
Could they get them? Are they fully booked, or could they get Jerry enrolled?
They might not have let him in after they heard that. No. Right. I mean, I wouldn't play that portion for them during your audition.
That would might disqualify.
That was going to be the first thing on my reel.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I'd make it your last thing, or second. I'd put it second. It's a good second. Mm. All right, Edward in La Habra. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good.
I just want to test you. Hello, how you guys doing?
Good.
I just want to go ahead and test you, see how much you know about mathematics.
Okay.
Okay. Just real quick, 1,030 plus 1,030, and this is directed to Brian.
2,060.
Mm-hmm. 2,060. Very good. Okay, plus 30 more.
2,090.
Okay. Now I'm gonna say it really slowly, and I'll answer really fast. 1,030 plus 1,030 is how much?
2,060.
Plus 30 more.
2,090.
Plus 10 more.
3,000.
2,100.
You said 3,000.
Okay, yo. Oh. Okay, you can go ahead and laugh all you want, but you did say 3,000.
All right. All right.
So you win that. You win. You win, dude. You win, man. Whoa! I said 3,000, man.
But wasn't the question what's 2,900?
No, it's 2,090 plus 10.
Oh, I see.
Actually, you can use that with everybody, and 90% of the people are going to tell you it's going to be 3,000.
Right.
All right.
And it's not.
Right. We thank you for the phone call.
Thanks for the brain teaser. Thanks for the mind bender.
Glad to get through. Tom in Paris, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I got a question for Whitman.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Do you like the stick?
Oh, my word.
That's a legitimate question.
All right. Okay. Here, well, then I guess you owe him a legitimate answer.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who listens to this show with any regularity knows the answer to that question. Anyone who listens with any regularity at all.
Now you got me confused.
Knows that I'm a flaming heterosexual male.
Oh, whew.
And while the question is
heart
asked,
was beating.
While the question, you skipped a beat there, right, Timmy man? Is that or not? So, but the question is asked, a sincere question. You got a sincere answer. I do thank you for the phone call. Certainly, I have many friends who are into the stick, if this is the terminology we choose to use. I do have friends who hit the stick. It does not prevent you or disqualify you from being my friend if you're into that stick, man.
They're stickers.
Yeah, I do have friends who hit the stick, and they're into the stick. I don't judge people, you know, however they are, you know.
Right.
You know, whatever is fine.
Jerry in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Fantastic.
I'm doing really good, too. Hey, you know, who was that one guy that called earlier? Todd, I think, that wants to interview Brian over there at some restaurant?
Yes.
Well, he had mentioned a diner, but I think I'm just going to have him come.
I don't know if I would go, because it sounds like he might want to get interested in hitting the stick, too. I don't know.
Well, no, that's not an option.
Yeah, I hope not, because you sound like you're a pretty straight guy, and... you know, just don't get into any predicaments.
Thank you for the warning, sir.
Yeah, I think you'll call him straight. You don't have to qualify straight. You don't sound pretty straight.
Right. I do appreciate the warning. I think I'll be okay. I don't think I'm going to go to a diner and be, you know, like in a booth, you know, at the diner. I don't think I'm going to show up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon for the interview about broadcasting and find myself, you know, effed at the diner. I mean, do you really think that's going to happen?
No.
Wait, Bryant, you're straight?
I don't think you're going to meet that guy at a diner.
I'm not going to a diner.
I don't think you'll ever meet that guy.
That's possible. I'm telling you, that's very possible. I'm inviting him to the radio station. I would prefer to do the interview. He said it's a commitment of time of an hour.
You should hire that guy to come in here and just sit next to you.
For what?
He can lick your hair and pat it down when it sticks up.
Is it? I know. I need to get a haircut.
He can lick your cowlick and then comb it while you're on the air.
Why don't you lick my cowlick?
How much?
$5, Jim. How about I give you $5?
I bet Randy would do it for $5.
No, thank you.
Or Jerry. Jerry, no, would you lick his hair for $5?
Yes.
I'd lick him for free. I love making women uncomfortable.
Would you let Jerry lick your hair?
No. Afraid not.
Can I lick that
this
Keppola?
This is a different vibe than KBC, right?
Yes, very different.
Yeah.
Very different. Dramatically different.
Are you better than most, though, and not as good as some?
Mr. KBC is. He was here tonight at 8 o'clock.
I think he's pissed that you don't know the opening of his show.
Well, I don't. I know parts of it, but I don't know. I don't have it down. He did seem to be frustrated with me.
Yeah.
I think we should. Don't you think we should have him back on?
Yeah.
He was great. And
every Friday, it's a great lineup. Mr. KBC, Linda Salvin, and Open Phones. How do you beat that?
I said it.
How? Man. All right, Open Phones, anything you want to talk about? Gretchen Lukes are coming in.
Yeah.
And the Lukes is back off the road, I believe.
Yeah.
Look out, Gretchen. Here comes the Lukes.
Something special in mind.
520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Okay,
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. You know, this morning I was on the 101 freeway in a traffic jam, and I wondered what the hell it was because I didn't see any cars.
Right.
And I just looked up on the internet. A man died this morning after he reportedly jumped from an overpass on the 101 freeway
in Hollywood. Oh, gosh, really?
Yeah. Tommy, please. Witnesses described a man approximately 64 years old.
Oh. He jumped up over the fence and, onto the freeway?
Yeah, from the Wilton Place crossing there.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
And it was on the northbound side, but the southbound side was jammed up as well.
Well, people see it, and you hate—I mean, obviously, either he fell into a car or—you know, do you ever—sometimes when I'm driving under one of those overpasses— I guess it might be a fear that I have that something will be thrown, you know, or someone will fall down.
Yeah.
You know,
dude, man. 64.
Yeah, poor thing. My gosh, he must have had some serious problems, obviously. Oh, God bless him.
All right.
Come on.
There we go.
That is not good karma, gentlemen.
Probably a fan of Gretchen Lukes.
Well, it'd be unfortunate for them, obviously.
What'd you say? Don't say that on the air, you a-hole. Their last caller. Jerk off. Johnny V, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
You know, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I love you guys. I'm just driving in my car. I'm hanging. And I said, I got to call you guys because I appreciate you guys.
Hey, are you the guy? Are you the guy who wears the hat in the Scott Baio show?
No, hold it on. Now, if I tell you if I'm that guy, don't be a hater.
I love that show, dude.
Listen, first of all, I am Johnny V. From Scott Baio is 45 and pregnant. 45 and single now, 46 and pregnant.
I watch every episode.
And you want to know something? I'm just going to tell you something. I'm so misunderstood. Johnny V, that's me. And I know I talk in the third person. By the way, Sam Phillips is going to have me on Single Life for an hour. God bless you.
Sure.
Now you know you made it.
But you guys I love. I've called in before. But, you know, I'm misunderstood. That's the problem.
Sammy Phillips.
I am the voice of reason. You know, I'm the kind of friend that everybody has that tells you the truth. I don't sugarcoat it. I like to say it just the way it is. You know what? And I'm the kind of friend that'll set you straight and make you a better person.
No, you're a good guy. And I felt bad that Scott Baio had to tell you to go F off at Cantor's.
Yeah.
About that. If you watch the new season, 46 and pregnant, God knows whose baby it is. I'm just saying, you know, I'm back in the nest again. I'm back in the picture. You know why? Because I am the ultimate wingman. That's
right,
Johnny V, and I don't go away. I don't go away.
Yeah, I was getting that. That I was getting.
I like that show, dude.
Yeah, you know, and I appreciate you guys. But all kidding aside, I'm going, what's the topic? Who needs a topic to call in and call a couple of guys you appreciate? Am I right?
That is true, Johnny, yes.
Thank you, Johnny.
So I love your dad, Mr. Conway.
Thank you.
You guys are wonderful. You know, I was at a signing today. I was with the greats, George Kennedy, Peter Falk, Larry Storch, Ernest Borgnine, come on, Karen Black, the greats. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Were you up at Forest Lawn?
No, I wasn't up at Forest Lawn. Believe it or not, they're still
breathing.
Here's a good one.
Carol Channing. She's 145.
She's a bitch.
She had to look at
Taylor with 20. Come on, Johnny, don't lose the credibility you have. When you have a little bit of credibility, don't call and say Carol Channing doesn't look at
Taylor. Don't you do an impersonation of Carol Channing?
Come on, I know you do impressions. Give it to me.
No, I don't do Carol Channing, but I'll leave it.
I know you do.
No, right. I don't do Carol Channing.
Johnny, thanks for calling, buddy.
Huge stud.
You guys are great. All right. Thanks so much.
All right, you got to watch that show. It's Scott Baio's show.
Yeah, on VH1.
Yeah, he's 46 or 45 and single. Now he's 46 and pregnant. I'll be honest with you. I watch every episode. My wife watches it.
You're into it.
It's a great goddamn show.
Yeah, I know you've talked about it. You are into the show.
The graphics are great. The conflict between him and that chick is great.
The whole thing is it's just
the friends, that life coach.
That guy's
the whole
on
deal.
There. Johnny
yeah.
is on.
Sure, man.
It's a great show. I don't know when it's on or where it's on. VH1, I think?
Yeah, I think it's on VH1. I think on the weekend a lot it repeats and stuff, so you can catch up if you didn't see it. If you've missed a few episodes, you can watch on the weekend. And
The difference between network shows and cable shows is like cable shows, Seinfeld, Friends, CSI,
sure.
right? On cable, it's Scott Baio. He's 46 and pregnant, hanging out with a lot of friends. I mean, they sure. always the title of the show always has to give it's be has to tell you the entire show.
It's an interrogation. It's not a show title.
It's not a show title. It's the script.
The plot summary. That's true. The plot summary is the title. Yeah.
Hanging with the Kardashians out in the West Valley, and somebody owns a store.
Yeah.
VH1.
Yeah.
All right.
Look out, Gretchen.
Victoria, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi.
Hey.
But nice to hear in all your shows this evening. It's kind of a first for me.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to talk, if you don't mind, about how the fascination seems to be about individuals with split or multiple personalities.
Yes, sure. yes, please.
Yes.
Multiple and personality disorder?
Yes,
yes.
Well, now it's called dissociative identity disorder.
Right.
And do you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. How many personalities do you have?
Over 200 documented.
Documented over 200? Well, you do
how
more...
many? How many you think are waiting in the wings, ready to be documented?
You do more characters than Danny Gans.
Well, I could say I've got enough. Thank you. My plate already.
Wow.
All right, Timmy.
But no, it's interesting because you have movies that are out, like Myself and Irene. Lately, I saw even a lipstick named Split Personality.
Right.
I thought that was going a bit far.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I find it interesting, though, that we've seen in the media. In fact, I just heard your AT&T commercial with
right,
Caitlin Hyde.
Right.
So that was kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
But white people, yeah. It's like, you know what I was saying, to thine own self
yes.
is true. How can you be true if you don't know who yourself is?
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, the person I'm talking to right now, is this the normal? Is this the person, not normal, but this is the person who's with you most of the time?
Is this the primary personality? Good question.
No.
Really?
Who's the primary personality?
I'd rather not say.
Can we talk to her?
Yeah, get her or him?
Well, you actually are, but I'm not going by my own name. It's safer that way.
All right. Well, do you have any males? Or are you always a female?
No, I mean, there are male personalities, but the male personalities are, if you want to call it,
all right, summons up a male personality. I want to ask you a question, okay? Are you going out to the horse races tomorrow?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. You see how fast that?
I got my money on Circular Key.
Circular Key?
What wow.
race? Circular Key on the seventh race.
Wow.
The feature race.
It's unbelievable.
Now go back. Now have her go back. I mean,
all right. Now, Victoria, go back to your normal voice.
Pardon?
Go back. Oh, wow.
Whoa.
All right. Now, are you going to Santa Anita on Monday to get a trash can?
Yes. I'm going to get the trash can.
Wow. Whoa. That gives me the chills, actually. Hearing that gives me the chills, man.
That's really cool. All right. Thanks, Victoria. I hope we cleared that up for
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Vic.
Carlos, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, you guys, how's it going?
Good.
You guys remember that memorable moment when Mr. Likas and Rick Dees co-hosted a radio show? That was the best time in history. Mr. Brian, can you replay that tape?
I don't remember specific. Do you remember specifically, Tim? Or do we have the tape of that? I don't remember.
I don't remember that. No,
but I'll, you know what? I'll take the weekend and find it.
All right, buddy, you're a big stud. All right, Gretchen and Luke's are coming. We have a giveaway here for the. How late do you want to stay, Gene? You want to do the 1,000th caller?
The 4th.
Well, how about in honor of that? We did. Remember the guy called and said 2,100. So yeah, you get the word, the mind game.
Do I do the thousandth caller?
You want to do like the fourth?
All right, the fourth caller. In The Shadow of the Moon on DVD from Think Film, Ron Howard presents a documentary about America's voyages to the moon. And the 12 men who walked on the surface of the moon. Look
I
at that.
I said it, man.
Big studs.
They really were studs in their time. I mean, can you imagine? How many guys could say that? And they were one of the
How many guys can say it now? How many guys are still alive who walked on the moon?
You know what I mean?
All right, Gretchen and Luke's are coming up.
Look out, Gretchen.
Comes the Luke's.
The Luke's is off the road.
Yeah, and for some reason they're dressed up for the show tonight.
Yeah, something
special. Maybe they think they're doing TV tonight.
I don't know what it is, but there's a different look, and perhaps there'll be an explanation when the show starts.
Yeah, I bet. All right, it's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. If somebody, if like a congressman was a super delegate,
yes,
and he comes from an area of Florida where 80% of the people there wanted Obama, shouldn't he then, even though he's a fan of Hillary, say, I got to give it to Obama?
Let me, you might not like my answer. The answer is.